Recorded Books presents Calder Grit by Janet Daly, narrated by Graham Winton. Chapter 1. Blue Moon, Montana, July 4th, 1909. Hannah stood next to her stern-faced father, one foot tapping out the beat of the polka. Couples whirled around the rough plank floor to the music of the old-time accordion band. She would have given anything to join them, but Big Lars Anderson had already turned down three cowboys who'd asked to partner his daughter. Hannah would have said yes to any of them, just to get out there and dance. But Big Lars had made his position clear. Those rough-mannered men from the ranches, even the polite ones, weren't fit company for an innocent girl. As if being guarded like a prisoner wasn't bad enough, her mother had forced her to dress like a 12-year-old in a white pinafore, with her long, wheaten hair in two thick braids. But even the girlish costume couldn't hide the breasts that strained the bodice of her gingham dress. She was almost 17 years old, with a woman's body and a woman's mind. When would her parents stop treating her like a child? As the music flowed through her limbs, Hannah gazed at the deepening sky, where the sun was just setting behind the rugged Montana mountains, turning the clouds to ribbons of flame. It was so beautiful. How could she complain after such a glorious day, a celebration of America's freedom in her family's new home? As she breathed in the fresh, free air, her memory drifted back to the tiny apartment in the New York slum where she'd helped her mother tend the babies that just kept coming. Her father had worked on the docks, barely making enough to keep food on the table. When her older brother, Alvar, had turned 14, he'd gone to work there too. In the desperation of those years, the American dream that had brought her parents from Sweden had been all but lost. But then the news had traveled like wildfire through the tenements. Thanks to the passage of the new Homestead Act, there was free land out west. All they had to do was get there on the train, build a cabin, farm the land for 5 years, and it would be theirs, free and clear. Now the dream had come true. Hannah's family and their neighbors had claimed their parcels of rich Montana grassland. The fields had been plowed, the wheat was planted and growing. On the anniversary of America's independence, it was time for friends and neighbors to celebrate an Independence Day of their own. The festivities had begun earlier that afternoon with picnicking, races, games, and now a dance, with fireworks to end the day. It was the homesteaders, like Hannah's family, who planned the event. But the whole town, as well as the folks from the big cattle ranches, had been invited. That included the woman-hungry bachelor cowboys who'd shown up hoping to dance with the daughters of the farm families. So far, the cowboys hadn't had much success. The immigrant fathers had guarded their girls like treasures. They wouldn't trust rough-mannered ranch hands anywhere near their precious girls. But the girls, even the shy ones, were very much aware of the men. "That cowboy's looking at you." Hannah nudged her friend Lillian, who stood on her left. Lillian, an auburn-haired beauty, was only a little older than Hannah, but she was already married, which made all the difference in the way she was treated. The cowboy in question stood on the far side of the dance floor. He was taller than the others, with black hair and a hard, rugged look about him. Hannah knew who he was. Webb Calder, son of the most powerful ranch family in the region. And yes, he was definitely looking at Lillian.
"Does he know you?" Hannah asked.
Lillian shrugged and glanced away, but not before Hannah had noticed the color that flooded her cheeks. She was married to Stefan Reisner, a humorless man even older than Hannah's father. Lillian wasn't the sort to play flirting games with men, but it was plain to see that Webb Calder had made an impression on her. As if to distract Hannah, Lillian gave a subtle nod in a different direction.
"Now that cowboy, the one in the blue shirt and leather vest, he was just looking at you."
Hannah followed the direction of her friend's gaze. Something fluttered in the pit of her stomach as she spotted the rangy man standing at the break between the wagons that surrounded the dance floor. He was hatless, his hair dark brown and thick with a slight curl to it. His features were strong and solid, and there was pride in the way he carried himself, like a man who had nothing to prove. But even though he might have been looking at Hannah earlier, he wasn't looking at her now. His gaze scanned the dance floor and the watchers who stood around the edge. He started forward. Then, as if he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?